reason that is happening because really I was involved in so many different styles ever since I started playing guitar. And even before I really played guitar, in fact, I was a banjo player when I was a really, really, really young teenager. In fact, for a couple of years, I was involved in a quite successful bluegrass band back in Czechoslovakia, which really sounds funny, but it's really... And then I was involved in rock and roll, obviously, it was quite inevitable. And been a bass player for a few years, and as I was playing bass in rock and roll bands, I wanted to be like Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake and Palmer. So I started studying classical guitar, and so there was a classical guitar in all of a sudden in there, and so really one style was kind of on top of each other. So there are layers of styles I was always involved in.
You have a piece, and it leads off your CD. Called Memories of Marseille. This is a combination of many styles.
That is right. Memories of Marseille is one of my more recent original compositions. And that is really a piece that really combined so many styles that I was ever exposed to. Many years ago, I was fortunate enough to spend some time in Marseille. And that was such a profound experience for me. That left really deep marks on me stylistically. Elements of Mediterranean music and gypsy jazz and all styles combined together, which are popular in the region, are still influencing me. And so that really shows in the piece called Memories of Marseille.
Speaking with Pavel Jani, whose CD is called Acoustic Condition, and in his acoustic playing, you hear the combinations of musical idioms that he has experience in, such as jazz and classical music, and you really hear that in Three Views of a Secret.
Three Views of a Secret is really one piece that really demonstrates how I combine classical training with elements of jazz guitar playing on the acoustic guitar, to be more specific, on a nylon acoustic guitar.
Pavel, how did you learn that you could combine classical technique with jazz ideas?
Well, that's a good question, because when I was a young teenager, I really struggled with that. I was kind of confused and lost for some time. I did not know how to connect the dots, so to speak. Learning or studying classical guitar, playing bass with rock bands, and listening all the jazz fusion, which was, of course, hot at those days. And I did not know how to do that until I've seen some concert by some great musicians. The big turning point was when I saw a concert by Ralph Towner, guitarist with his group Aragon, back in early 80s. That really opened up my eyes, and I really understood that night that it is possible to combine elements of classical guitar playing, acoustic guitar playing with other elements of fusion jazz and all international styles combined together. Ralph Towner was one of the big influences in that direction.
And you can really hear that in Three Views of a Secret.
That is right, we can say that.
Pavel, your acoustic guitar playing is informed by many styles, yet in the Twin Cities area, you're known by many as a bossa nova player. What of bossa nova really grabs you?
You know, I was exposed to that music in sometime in mid-70s when and it wasn't really bossa nova right away. You know, it was Flora Purima and Arto Moreira's music that I was exposed to first, which means Brazilian fusion of the 70s, together with Chick Corea and many, many, many other great names. That opened up the door to Brazilian music, and that's how I found about composers such as Baden Powell and Louis Bonfa and many, many, many others. And it just hit me. It just hit me, and it stayed in my heart ever since.
Something recent that you're doing is a samba that was written by Antonio Carlos Jobim.
That is right, yes, Samba de Avião.
What do you love about this piece?
All Antonio Carlos' compositions are amazing and genius over that period. I've decided to pick this piece because it's as a solo guitar piece, it is probably the best choice which would demonstrate technical elements of bossa nova playing and solo guitar.
Pavel Jany combines all his musical influences in his acoustic guitar playing. You can really hear the combination on his CD, Acoustic Condition. The CD release party is at the Black Dog in St. Paul's Lower Town, Friday night, October 20th. Pavel plays solo from 8 till 9 and with the World Jazz Collegium till 11:30. The web address is pjanymusic, that's pjanymusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.